From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following an opposition boycott, incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Monday was declared winner of last week's election rerun with just over 98% of the vote. Turnout for the Thursday poll was just under 39%. Mr. Kenyatta said this was a revalidation of the general will of the people, but conceded the result may face a constitutional challenge.
My victory today is just part of a process that is likely to once again be subjected to a constitutional test through our courts. And as I have demonstrated repeatedly, I will submit to this constitutional path, no matter its outcomes.
While Kenyatta supporters celebrated, small protests broke out in opposition strongholds. In Kisumu, Simon Okoth said the election was stolen.
We are tired of this regime. Every now and then, if we went to election, the election is stolen.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga dropped out of the race, saying the Election Commission was unable to conduct a transparent ballot. The October vote was a rerun of the August 8 presidential election, which Mr. Kenyatta also won. The result was annulled by the Supreme Court. Dutch-Ethiopian national Eshetu Elemo, a former Ethiopian soldier, went on trial at The Hague Monday for the incarceration, torture, and murder of opponents to former Ethiopian leader Mengistu Haile Mariam in the 1970s. An alleged victim is Sirak Asfaw.
This gentleman and the regime that he was working for made my country a victim until today.
Alebo stands accused of ordering the executions of 75 people in 1978 and the inhumane treatment of more than 200 others. He's denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News.